going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk, looking at the NBA playoffs going on right now. And watch out for those Indiana Pacers. They have now taken a 65-64 lead over the Cavs. There's 7 minutes left in the third there. If Indiana wins tonight, that is a wrap on the Cleveland season.
Yikes.
Yeah. Big yikes for them.
Coming all the way back. Cleveland got off to a great start in this game. These 15-point leads in the NBA evaporate. It's crazy how quickly things can just change. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping Cleveland can stretch it out. I like series going 6 and 7 games. I'm not feeling super confident now that Indiana's battled all the way back to take the lead, Steve.
We got the NFL schedule release coming out tomorrow, and then Thursday, LSU baseball starting their final SEC series of the weekend at South Carolina. A little bit of nostalgia, too, in this final weekend series as the coach of the Gamecocks, good old Paul Maneri. Definitely going to be funny seeing him in another uniform. And unfortunately, the Gamecocks haven't been a very good ball club this year. Hopefully the Tigers can take a sweep, but I'm definitely expecting 2 out of 3 for sure in this matchup.
And if you win 2 out of 3 over the South Carolina team that is, where they are in SEC play, 5-22. At the same time, be wary, folks, because Texas A&M overlooked Mizzou and they got punched in the mouth. They got swept at home by a Mizzou team that was 0-24. So anything can happen. It's baseball, right? But if you can go into Columbia and you can take 2 of 3 and win that weekend series and reach the 19 win mark in SEC play, you're effectively a lock for a top 8 national seed and the home path to Omaha. Now, a couple things as well before we get into this update on Cade Anderson, because I think it's important here. If LSU sweeps and gets to the 20 win mark, as Joe Healy had mentioned in the Sports Flash, it doesn't matter what happens in Hoover. They could be one and done in the new single elimination tournament.
Right.
Which, by the way, Jay talked about last night on the Jay Johnson Coaches Show, that he was one of the couple coaches that voted to keep the SEC tournament the way it was with the double elimination format. He doesn't like the single elimination thing. But let's say that LSU gets into the SEC tournament as the 3 seed, right? Or maybe the 2 seed, depending on what happens to Arkansas this upcoming weekend. And they lose in their first game to a 7 or a 6 seed. If you win 20 games in the regular season in SEC play, what happens in Hoover doesn't really matter. You're basically entrenched as a top 8 national seed. So that's what makes this weekend really interesting, Steve, is that, entering it, LSU knows what they need to do. They take 2 of 3. They feel really great about the top 8 national seed and the home path to Omaha and everything like that. If they sweep, they're basically a lock.
Jay Johnson and the Tigers busting it out over to South Carolina. They'll be there tomorrow getting ready for the series that starts on Thursday. Jay addressed the media earlier today, and here's what he had to say getting ready for those Gamecocks.
Yeah, he threw his bullpen yesterday, and we're on track as normal and excited about that. Kind of had a cramp. And like I said, I wasn't too concerned, standing behind the mound and watching those two pitches he let rip after that, looked very normal. I just made a discretionary decision at the time. Like, he probably could have stayed in the game, you know.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, I have seen that before.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a wrist cramp?
Yes. Yeah.
LSU Jay Johnson there talking about ace Kate Anderson, and whew, big sigh of relief that it was really just a cramp. So odd.
Yeah, it's very strange, but he has apparently seen it before, so how about that? The interesting thing about heading into this weekend, and we talked about this with Scott Sanders, is that LSU has this advantage now with Cade and with Ianson, the 1-2 punch with those two guys that have been so fantastic. And then they have, you know, Zach Cowan as that weapon out of the bullpen whenever a game is really, really tight if you're going against an opposing ace, right? At the same time, that's why you feel really confident in going to South Carolina and taking 2 of 3 is because you have those two guys on the mound. And then the rest is Lanyap. If you get to 19, great. If you get to 20, excellent. But at the same time, 19 should still get you that quote-unquote home path to Omaha. And with Cade throwing the bullpen yesterday, he's feeling fine. Everything was from Friday was just precautionary, taking him out of the game. It was a real scare for some LSU fans, but he is good to go. And he will be pitching at some point this weekend. We'll see where exactly Jay decides to throw him. But having those two guys in Cade and Ianson, you feel very, very confident entering this final weekend series.
You know, Jay Johnson said he has encountered it before where your pitchers had a cramp in their wrist. You talked to Scotty Sanders earlier, former MLB pitcher. Did he mention anything about having ever encountered that?
I think he said it was, like, Ben McDonald had said it on the broadcast that it was really unusual. I'm trying to remember exactly what Scott had said about it, but he kind of echoed those sentiments that it's good that Cade is all good to go. You know, it was just kind of a precautionary thing, but he'll be okay for, you know, the end of the regular season and then the postseason thereafter, because that's your ace, Steve. I mean, he's got to be good to go. You know, Ianson's been fantastic, but Ianson's excellent as a two guy, right? If you have Cade and Ianson, the 1-2 punch, right? Yeah. That's when you feel awesome about what LSU can throw at the mound.
No, and that's going to be necessary to win. Forget the SEC tournament. I'm more worried about, you know, the trek to Omaha. And, you know, when it gets to regional, super regional action, you need to have those two studs on the mound for you, no doubt.
Jay said it, man. The path to Omaha is on the backs of Kate Anderson and Anthony Ianson. It really doesn't get more simple than that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.